This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. President Trump's former top Russia advisor is meeting with impeachment investigators ahead of the House's first showdown over the probe. AP Sagar Magani has more.
Tim Morrison's testimony comes a day after he stepped down as the National Security Council's Russia and European Affairs chief. He's the first White House political appointee to testify in the probe, and what he says may be central in a push to remove the president from office. Morrison was in the middle of an in-house fight over Rudy Giuliani's activities in Ukraine, and will be asked to explain the sinking feeling he said he got when the president demanded Ukraine investigate Joe Biden and 2016 election meddling. Morrison's testimony comes even as the House votes on a resolution setting ground rules for impeachment, which the Democrat-led chamber is certain to approve. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Officials in South Korea say the North has fired more projectiles amid stalled nuclear talks. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
South Korea's military says the North has fired two projectiles towards its eastern sea, an apparent resumption of weapons tests aimed at ramping up pressure on Washington over a stalemate in nuclear negotiations. North Korea's latest launch follows statements of displeasure by top government officials over the negotiations with the U.S. and demands that the Trump administration ease sanctions and pressure on Pyongyang. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
India has formally implemented legislation that removes Indian-controlled Kashmir's semi-autonomous status and begins direct federal rule of the disputed area. Government forces were on high alert to prevent anti-India protests or rebel attacks. A car bomb killed at least eight people on Thursday in a vegetable market in a northern region of Syria held by Turkish-led forces. From Washington, this is VOA News.